Dr. Robert Murphy from Northwestern Medicine joins us again. He was on our Northwestern Medicine Takeover last week. We were talking about the flu and COVID on, as it turns out, the day that we got the news about a vaccine. But that was the Pfizer one. Now the Moderna one. Doctor, welcome back to WGN Radio. How are you today?
I'm very good. Thank you.
What's your first reaction to this new news?
Well, it's very impressive. They're reporting very preliminarily that 94.5% efficacy in the first subset of patients that have been evaluated. So, you know, when these vaccines were in development, you know, they were hoping that they'd get 50 to 60% efficacy. And both Pfizer and now Moderna companies, biotech companies, are reporting 90% or greater. I mean, this is really incredible.
You are an infectious disease specialist at Northwestern Medicine. How rigorously reviewed are these results? Is this them bragging or is this for real?
Well, this is a press release, which is not the usual way we get this information. But we are in the middle of a pandemic, and the information has got to get out there as quickly as possible. Now, you're going to see over the next couple of weeks a much more clear and detailed report about these findings, as well as the ones from Pfizer and also this Moderna company. In mind that the two vaccines that have given these reports use very similar technology. It's with messenger RNA is the way the vaccine is actually made.
This one doesn't require it to be 80 degrees below zero. This one can be at a refrigerator temperature.
This can be at a refrigerator temperature, but, you know, we don't really know. It probably has to be stored very cold, but when it gets out into the field, it can be at refrigerator temperature.
Do you have a preference? I mean, is 94% better than 90% and refrigerator better than frozen?
Well, you really can't say that yet. It's really unfair to compare the two vaccines. The good news is that they perform better than we expected.
Somebody a moment ago said, how does that compare to flu vaccines? And I recollected that a flu vaccine might only be 50%. This is as good as it can get, right?
Measles is about 97%, so it could be a little bit better. But yeah, you're right about the flu. The flu vaccine is really only about 50% effective. We really need to work on flu vaccine. To get this better.
Say you had a stadium full of people and 95% of us were insulated because we had the vaccine. Would that then be a safe environment?
Well, you know, I can't answer the question, but most likely. When you get, there's this whole concept of herd immunity. How many people have to be protected to stop the transmission of this particular virus? We don't know what that number is. It's usually in the 60 to 80% range, typically, and there's just not enough people for the thing to spread.
Understood. But when you talk about herd immunity, the 60 or 70% includes people who have been vaccinated, not necessarily people
right.
who have had the disease.
Right. No, herd immunity, that's what herd immunity is all about, vaccination.
That's funny because I've been thinking about herd immunity. It's been bandied about as though let's just let everybody get sick because we didn't
right.
have a vaccine when we were thinking about that.
Yeah, it's however you can protect yourself. So getting sick and almost dying is one way to do it. Taking a vaccine is another way to do it, and we prefer to actually give the vaccines.
Do you have any observation about the fact that this was government funded? We gave this company over $2 billion to develop it, and warp speed they did. It's interesting that on one hand it was a European company and private sector. On the other hand, it was federally funded. Both came in about the same time with similar results.
Well, you got to get the money where you can get the money. If Moderna didn't have that money, they would not be where we are today. That's for sure. It's a relatively small company,
Moderna,
and the other one, the German company they're in the same boat, but they partnered up with Pfizer early on.
Oh yeah,
BioNTech, and the German company, and you know they had a big pharma partner who footed the bill for them. You know, Pfizer didn't need the money from the U.S. government. They have the money.
I wonder, would both of these go to market then? I mean, maybe that would ensure that we all got vaccinated one way or the other sooner, more quickly.
Well, they're most likely. There's going to be probably multiple vaccines on the market. But now these companies have set the standard pretty high. If this holds up and this protection lasts for a period of time, you know, a year or so, it's going to be hard for some of the other companies if they come up with something that's not this good.
Right. I mean, what are you going to do, 102%? Well, but I guess
we don't go over 100.
But transportation issues, the logistics of something that could be kept at room temperature might be quite
right.
advantageous
mm-hmm.
to somebody else. Is there anything like that, to your knowledge, in the works where it wouldn't have to be frozen?
Yeah, some of them really don't have to have a real strict refrigeration requirement. You know, refrigerators are available pretty much everywhere. The Pfizer one has to be kept very cold, and that is going to be a challenge.
Yeah.
But, you know, in big cities, and they managed to treat 40,000 patients, and they did that okay. So it's all doable.
That's
so it really depends
point.
On
yeah.
the it depends on the efficacy and the side effects and how long this protection lasts. So we don't know a lot of those answers yet, but we'll find out.
Last week, most of you doctors from Northwestern did not jump at the chance to be first in line for the Pfizer vaccine. I suppose you have the same attitude about a Moderna one. You want to wait and see what the side effects are?
Well, I want to see what all the results are. You know, I'm not going to make a clinical decision or recommend to anybody who's listening to go get in line for this vaccine until we see all the data, that it is reviewed by the FDA, that it's reviewed by an external group of people as well, and everything is on the table. Until that happens, you know, I'll just wait and see.
Doctor, would something like this be made available at no cost to people? I wonder how that would go.
Well, I think it is going to be at no cost, because I believe the United States government, even though Pfizer didn't take any money, the U.S. government has already purchased over 100 million doses.
Mm. And do you have any idea when those doses will be made available to the general population?
The estimate is April.
April?
Second quarter 2021.
That's better than July. I mean, here's what I thought I heard. February available to the people first in line, maybe first responders, school teachers, and that radio talk show hosts and plumbers get it midsummer.
Well, we'll see. We'll see if both get approved, how many doses are out there, how fast they can deliver it. You know, delivering hundreds of millions of doses is quite challenging. And no matter if it requires refrigeration or not.
And
so it's going to take a while. But, I mean, this is a pandemic. It's an emergency. And, you know, there has to be a well-coordinated, mobilized effort to get this thing out, to give it to the people that are willing to take it.
Willing to take it. I would be. Just because, to me, what am I, you know, new information notwithstanding, was talking to some friends about this last night. I might have side effects, but I might also get COVID, and that could be catastrophic. So just standing here right now, I'd say pick your poison. I think I'll go with the vaccine. Does the new one require two doses 21 days apart?
Yes.
Oh,
yes, it does.
How about
that? Booster dose. Yeah, there's only one out there that doesn't require a booster, but the other ones all require boosters, and that's very typical. Like, look, even with measles, you have a booster. With hepatitis, you have a booster. With shingles, you have a booster. Boosters are very, very common.
If we do all start taking it, say, when you say April, we're saying people in the United States are starting to get it. What's a good prognosis for when we could go to baseball games and movie theaters?
I'd say we'd get pretty much back to normal about a year from now.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's funny because here again, last night we were talking because we're Americans and this is what we do. We talk about the damn virus, but at first we thought July of this year sounded forever. Now July of next year sounds pretty soon, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you said the end of summer next year, maybe November, like you to admit
more
that.
Like probably fall of next year.
So there it is, early summer of next year. Okay, fall, 1 year from now. Ah, geez, look at that. All right, fascinating, encouraging, and not. Dr. Robert Murphy is an infectious disease specialist at Northwestern Medicine. Doctor, thanks for the work you're doing. Thanks for the information. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on.